KQED News, I'm Holly J. McDeed. The future of BART will be one of the main issues to be addressed by a new panel formed to help craft a transportation tax measure for the 2026 Bay Area ballot. KQED's Dan Brecke reports.
Metropolitan Transportation Commission Chair Alfredo Pedroza is appointing a select committee to shape the proposed tax measure. Panel Chair Jim Spearing read a statement to the MTC on Wednesday saying BART's fiscal crisis will be a major focus of the committee's work.
BART's prior business model was acutely disrupted by COVID, and it's almost certain that this disruption is as permanent as far as the eye can see.
BART's ridership recovery has slowed dramatically, and it faces more than $1 billion in deficits over the next 5 years. The select committee will hold its first meeting later this month. I'm Dan Brecke, KQED News.
A food justice nonprofit is ending its boycott of Petaluma-based Amy's Kitchen. The boycott of the organic food company began 2 years ago. That's after reports of safety violations in a Santa Rosa facility and allegations of union busting. Lauren Ornelas of the Food Empowerment Project says Amy's has agreed to measures including merit increases, better working conditions, and bilingual employee representatives.
Corporations forget is that the workers who are speaking out want to improve where they're at because they believe in the work, they like the work that they're doing, and they just want to make it better.
In a statement, the president of Amy's Kitchen described interactions with the workers and the nonprofit as, quote, a positive dialogue. I'm Holly J. McDeed, KQED News.